Okay, I'm gonna try and ring again. 12:40, 10th of the 5th, 2021. Kay Osborne, and we're going to try to understand exactly what's been going on here. Hello, Kay, how you doing? Sorry about that, my battery went dead, even though I had it plugged in on charge.
I apologize.
Basically, what I'm trying to understand is, I've been over the policies that you gave me, Travellers and Aspen. The first point I wanted to point out is, the first document you sent me, you seem to have sent me a letter which had Enfield Council on it, and it had Aspen and it had QBE. You've put Aspen covered 2014 and 19 when really it was Travellers. So I've always thought that Aspen would cover me from the ASBO and onwards, when it's not really, it would have been Travellers. So I just wanted to point that out.
So I'm just getting the policy up. Bear with me a moment.
Okay.
What year did you say, sorry?
The first letter you sent me with the insurance policies, and it had, "Dear Mr. Caudill, further to our telephone conversation this afternoon, I can confirm the council's public liability insurance policies details as follows." And you put 50 million for Aspen, and you put the 1st of April 2014 to the 31st of March 2019.
That's my error. That should be 15.
So that should have really been 15, and Travellers should have.
I do apologise.
And Travellers should have covered you. So because of that reason, it sort of like knocked me slightly off of what I, because I thought I was going to be claiming off of Aspen for the ASBO and what I can prove. But okay, now moving on to the next point. From going through the policies themselves, I've been through the police's policies, and I understand that the council and the police are both government companies and have to comply with the Equality Act and everything else. They're very similar in nature to one another. They're set to help the public and to prevent damage to property, both the companies are. The police are insured from 2012 in a long-term contract, and they're covered till, they were covered for 5 years on their one, so they were covered from the 1st of June 2012 till the 1st of June 2017. Yeah, if that makes sense, for the 5 years. Now, in their policy under page 113, which if you went to my website, Horrific Corruption...
I can't get onto it.
Okay, but the website...
You referred to it in the request, didn't you? You gave links, and I couldn't even go onto the links. It wouldn't let me.
Okay, well, the website, horrificcorruption.com itself, is up and working. And if you go onto the homepage, on the homepage, there's a link there which takes you to claim examples, which is a claim that I was writing for DAC and putting some bits together. Now, in that, you'll see Sorich's insurance policy. I also sent them to the FOI department, who was dealing with the FOI, a copy of the police's insurance, yeah? And what you'll notice, on page 113 of that policy of Sorich's, and in that long term from 2012 to 17, they've put that they're covered for dishonesty, which covers them for fraudulent activities of their client, of their staff, and for any dishonest mistakes. Now, so you can see that the clause should exist in these sort of policies, and that the police did cover themselves. Where do you?
Is that a crime policy or a fidelity guarantee policy?
It's
referring to.
It's the public liability policy itself, which is taken out to protect the company and the general public. So in the clause, Enfield Council had the option available. It says it in the Travellers, it says it in all of the policies, and when you go to their websites, it says you had the option to pay for dishonesty for your staff when they're visiting your own rented properties or doing anything in the company, and you never took that option, basically. So therefore, to my understanding, I might be wrong, I'm asking for your advice here, to my understanding, from going through all of the council's policies, user ain't covered for dishonesty or for fraudulent mistakes. Now, since the last time we had our conversation and I explained to you in just what I understood had happened to me, I've now managed to compile all of the emails for all of the years to 2021. So I can prove that we've been writing to like Karen Howell, which is supposed to be my only point of contact. And Karen Howell's never replied back to us. We asked for the right to appeal and you have not refused to even write back to me. So you have become the only person I've had contact with, and you've not really made that an issue throughout this time. So, do you know, like, but at the end of the day, I'm not allowed to call the Civic Centre. I'm not allowed to do nothing. I've not been allowed through all of these years since 2017 from being attacked. Like, even last night, I was getting attacked again in my house. Ozzy was banging on the wall. The girl in 117 was fully... I can't lay down in my house without getting attacked. Even today now, yeah? It's unfair. My whole life is ruined because of what's happened. Now, I can prove what Lemmy done and how he frauded the council's computers and where the glitches
We're
are...
We're talking about the claim again. Now, yeah. The claim's being dealt with by DAC.
DAC can't deal with the claim because DAC is saying that he's gone over the policies, and in a sly way he said user ain't covered for criminal activities, which is right. User are not covered from my opinion and from me overviewing your policies. The police were covered, but where the problem becomes, I wouldn't bother suit. I would say, okay, well, in life, if three people commit a crime, as an example, and two, and only one gets caught, if he's covered for insurance, the insurance company would normally pay out, even though the other two got caught. Now, as to say, okay, well, the other two got caught, the council and neighbour office team did, but their insurance policies didn't cover them. It would still mean that Sorich would pay me out for the police. But where my problem becomes is, when you read Sorich's policy on page 113, they've got this one clause inside of it. And what it says is that the police have to report any dishonesty within 2 years of the policy. Now, I don't see how that's fair, and I want to argue with Sorich, and I've been on the phone to the legal ombudsman and that in regards to it, because it's a breach of the Equality Act 2010, as to say, okay, for an example, if the policy started in June 16, 2012 and ends in September and June 2017, if you only have 2 years to apply for dishonesty after that because of the clause on page 113, then that would mean it'd be disproportionate to the person at the end of the policy, because the first person would get 7 years to the end of the policy, and the last person on the last year would only have two.
That's between you, Zurich, and the police.
But you are in joint circular for what you've done and what I can prove. Yeah, you both signed the.
Sorry.
You and the police both had to make the ASBO together. Without one, the other. So you get done
but
for joint.
You're talking about a policy that's got nothing to do with the council.
No, but what I'm explaining to you.
Have a policy with Zurich. That's between.
I understand that.
I can't make any comment.
I understand that, but this is where what happens, because it has a knock-on effect for your own staff and for yourselves. If user weren't insured, I could have took the punch for it. Okay, you're not covered for criminal activity that Lemmy caused for the ASBO, what I can prove you. You're not covered for all of your computer systems being frauded on the dates when stuff was put in and before. I can prove absolutely everything, yeah? And I'm telling you, what I can really prove is what I've been saying along all the time, which is one of the worst charges a user would want, yeah? Now, I don't want to put that on you. I don't need the aggravation. So I'm explaining to you, well, I could have gone to the other policy because you was both in joint circular, but the other policy's got this clause where it's disproportionate at the end, and at the beginning of it, if any person got sentenced to 3 years in prison and the two-year clause started in, say, 2012, so they had till 17, then it wouldn't be disproportionate, the policy, wouldn't it? If it had 2 years at the end of each year, but then that would be still disproportionate, because anyone that got sentenced to prison for over 3 years wouldn't be able to claim, because the policy would only cover them in that sense. If you from the 2012, the clause on 113 only starts for 2 years, so they had to from 12 to 14 to report it and so on, then that would mean any person that got 3 years in prison didn't have access to information, wouldn't be able to get that clause. So this is the only point I can fight to get an out-of-court settlement, where I don't have to go to the courts now and file all of this evidence, and then you would have to go, or your York or whoever's involved would have to go to court and put a guilty or not guilty plea and go over the evidence. My evidence is condemning to the contrary, and there is no jury in this world that would not favour me in my decision from what I can prove now and what I've got. I only managed to go over the paperwork for the first time myself last month. Yeah, over, I've been building it all these years. So now I've gone over it, I can say, well, boy, Lemmy's done that. There's the fraud in the computer. That one done this. That one tricked my mother there and done that. Ian Davis done this on this day with Sarah Fletcher. Ian Davis done that on that day. Ian Davis took this over. He was given that grant. He got that raise on that day. And he got another. He got that budgeted for this on that day. I can prove the ins and outs of everything, yeah? And they're all ruined. They're painted in red. And that's. I'll tell you, any person in the public would agree with me as well. So I'm trying to get this out of court settlement, but now it's coming. If Sorich allow this, if this clause doesn't get overturned, then I'm going to have to serve the paperwork to the courts, unless you tell me in this conversation now I'm mistaken and yous are covered for criminal activity and fraud on them policies. So that's my first question. To your understanding...
You need to put that in writing, Mr. Cordell. I'm not doing this over the phone. Because it's in relation to this FOI request, you need to put that in an email.
But it's not just in relation to...
I will respond in an email.
Okay, I understand that, and I can understand. Because now, do you understand why I'm trying to talk to you? And do you know the worst thing is, like, I have a good point, the best point of all. If I can do the out-of-court settlement on the Sorich claim and not bother yous lot or bother them lot, and the police let it go through. But the police are very ignorant when I speak to them, and we can't get to a point where we can communicate any sense to each other. Do you know? They're so set against me. It's going to hit everyone in, because I'm going to go down to the courts and we're going to file a whole lot of the paperwork on all the yous.
Okay.
And I'm doing everything in my possibility now to make sure that doesn't happen, because I know the damage it's going to cause. I've been tortured going through this building here, in my house by my neighbours, which yous are, do you know, and everything else. I can prove, it's scary what I can prove. But basically, yous are talked to the police, yous are.
Your prerogative.
Yeah, it's my prerogative, but like I said, when it comes down to like physical and mental sufferings, or someone torturing someone, like, or allowing someone to attack me, or aiding and betting in their clients attacking me, and them themselves persecuting me, fraudulent activities to deprive me of my well-being and liberty in my home, yeah, and all my belongings and the rest of it, while trying to speak to the doctors and getting the referring me to doctors without ever meeting me before in their lives, and sending doctors here, knowing that turning the perpetrators into the victims and me into the perpetrator. I can prove everything. Yeah, and what they've been requesting of them doctors, that council, all the minia and that I have my, that I'm not, I'm never allowed back into the general public ever again. I'm not allowed back into it again on my own. I have to have a care worker with me all the time. They didn't just want my mental health, they wanted my mental capacity as well. They tried to take me off my legal guardianship of my mother and my father, so they have no...
These
things are very serious. These are very serious charges. Do you know?
We've already spoken about these.
So the out-of-court settlement would be better, would it not? And you should be covered for an out-of-court settlement.
I'm not making any comment over the phone, Mr. Cordell. I've said to you, with the FOI, any further questions regarding the documents that were sent to you, I completely accept I made an error, and Aspen were not our insurer until 2015.
You didn't expect me to get this far in the paperwork.
Apologies. However, if you have any further questions, you need to put those in writing.
I understand.
With regards to anything to do with the police or Zurich's policy that the police hold, I can't make any comment.
I can appreciate that. But I just wanted to speak to you.
In regards to the claim, I've spent on one occasion over 2 hours on the phone with yourself.
Yeah, I understand
and
that.
And explained everything to you.
Yeah, and I appreciate
that. I understand the severity of it.
Can I say something? DAC Beechcroft, if they're not dealing... If DAC Beechcroft...
Mr. Cordell...
Go on, madam.
I'm just finished.
Sorry.
The claim is being dealt with by DAC Beechcroft, so if you want to discuss the claim...
But he can't deal with a criminal aspect.
Go back to DAC Beechcroft.
He's told me to go to yous lot. He's told me if you use it, yes, he has. He's, I've got all the recordings of it. He's told me use it on basically in so many terms. You're not. He's only been instructed by you lot to deal with a civil claim, and the way that he's going on with the civil claim is that, do you know what? He ain't giving me no money for no civil claim. So to ease me up, there was enough. In law, I put enough evidence down, and I put in writing enough times, and I transcribed our conversation that we had for 2 hours, and I served him a copy of that, of me explaining to you everything, and that was in writing, like you're saying, and you spent 2 hours going over it, and he said that's not sufficient enough, and all of my paperwork's not sufficient. He has just done everything to block me even getting the slightest penny back where I will be settled, and he's telling me that you ain't instructed him to deal with a criminal aspect. I'm saying to him, well, I'm going to have to go to the police station. He's saying, well, if you're going to have to go to the police station, go to the police station, go to the courts and do them all, basically. And I'm saying, well, boy, I'd be very upset if I was paying you money, or I was Ian Davis, and you was telling, you hadn't informed me, and you're making these decisions. He should be informing Ian Davis and you's lot of what's going on, and you's lot should be able to...
Right, okay. Mr. Cordell, he's not going to be informing Ian Davis, he'll be informing me. Because we are in the insurance team are the ones that are dealing with the insurance policy and any claims. So it wouldn't go to Ian Davis, it would come to myself. Okay? He is instructed to deal with the civil claim because that's what we have insurance for civil matters. If you believe the council have committed a crime, you do need to report that to the police.
I have done that, and because you use up in joint circular for both of the cases and for the ASBO, no matter what I say you use it, I've done, they want to protect Stephen Elsmore that was based in your B block that created all the paperwork.
But I can't comment on that. If you believe there's been some kind of criminal action on whoever's done it, then you need to report that to the police.
I'm making a video documentary at the moment of it.
Against all parties. That's entirely up to you.
I'm making, because it's so long to explain everything and the malicious process and the amount that's already, because you should, what I'm upset for, if you're dealing with it and Ian Davis isn't with it, I've won all the cases in court. I already suffered in the courts and I won. So why am I not getting paid money? Why is this bloke telling me he's not going to pay me under the grounds that I won the cases and that I've suffered anyway? You should have already sorted me out a payment just under them grounds and made me a bit happy. But he's fighting and saying, I don't care if you've won all these cases. I don't care if you've had to pay for all the leave and go to court and all you and everything you've had. We're not paying you under them grounds. It's not good enough that you won these cases and that you've had to suffer between. I'm saying, well, boy, if it's like that, I'm going to have to serve you lot properly then, innit? Like, you're treating me me go through this. Well, you should be paying me that I won the cases already. It's bad management on your ends. You're spiting your own noses. You can check your own computer systems and you can see the fraud in them systems, in all of every one of them that's built. You've got special people that should understand them computers. I can prove the ins and outs of it now and know how to read the systems properly, yeah? And I'm telling you, I can prove so much fraud, it is sickening, yeah? And that how they tried to... So just like you should be settling me, calming me down if you were good at business.
Mr. Cordell...
Under the grounds that I need some money now for what's happened.
You don't
want to
listen to what I've got to say.
I am listening. Sorry, there is a point. There is a point. We've both just got a lot to say. That's important on both sides. That's all it is. It ain't that. There's no point in us talking to each other.
Hours on the phone with you, Mr.
But I've suffered, and I haven't, and I don't feel satisfied.
I understand.
I've been paid money for doing all of this, and I've not been paid a penny for everything I've gone through. How is that justice? I won the cases. You should have put the order out to DAC, pay him under the grounds that he won the cases and that he's lost this and he's had to go through all this for this short. You have made this hard on yourselves and you are going to get yourselves put in. You're going to have to put the guilty pleas in or not for your bad management skills. I won the case. That's good enough grounds. You can't find a reason to pay me and you know that you can look at them systems and see the fraud yourself, but you just won't admit that unless a jury's got you. You better start working out how you're going to handle the case then, personally. Do you know? Because I think the user know what has happened in there. You know that I can prove it, and yet you're not even sorting me out a penny for it, and you are all getting an Ian Davis just got another £40,000, £31,000 wage pay, and he's got paid all of this for letting all this happen. He could have stopped this happening from the second he took over Rob Leake, and the second that me and my mother were emailing him all of them emails, and we were telling him to stop Lemmy. He could have took Lemmy off that case, he could have done all of these deals, but he allowed the police games to be continued with my life, and he'd done all this time. They use up, know all the truth in there, and no one's even saw me out under the ground and said, okay, well, you won the cases, but now you're telling me serve you more. Well, what happens? That's what I'm going to have to do, serve you more. I'm going to be excused for now, and I appreciate your time today, and I know you've put a lot of time into it, but 2 hours, I've suffered years. I've suffered 9 years now of non-stop fraudulent activities from that council and malicious process where they've attempted to take my life and well-being and rob me of all my personal belongings and stop me from the right to having a family in my home, sitting there fighting legal defences where I shouldn't have had to fight. They've been biased in their decision all the way through it. My mother emailed them first, and Dawn Allen turned all this around for. I'm going to be excused, and I will write into you. Is there a time limit on the time that I have to write into you about the FOI?
I don't believe so, no. But I would suggest it's as soon as possible.
Yeah, practically possible. Okay.
With regards to the civil claim, you need to submit a letter of claim detailing what your claim is for. It is not enough. You can't put in a 2-hour telephone transcript. You need to set out in concise terms what the issues are, and then it can be considered.
I'm doing a video documentary now, which is going to do that in seconds, and I'll run.
No, it needs to be a letter of claim.
I understand what the letter of claim
is.
I'm going to upload, because mum just gave me all the other emails. I've had to fight her for them the other day, all the way up to date. I've not had them from 2018 or 17 onwards. So she just gave me all of the emails from the whole thing, and I was missing all of the attachments out of all the documents that I've prepared. So now I've had to take all the attachments, make all them, put them in brand new books, attach the attachments. I've had to rebuild the whole thing just again. And I'm just finishing it right this second. I've just got to the last email, to these last telephone conversations. I'm up to date now for the first time in years from all this paperwork. I can show you the magnitude of what you could see on there before. It's twice the size of that now, just in paperwork. It's like we're talking like 5-6 million words plus that you sort of wrote to me, and you sort of accused me of everything. No one's ever seen me act crazy. No one's ever seen me do anything wrong. No one's ever seen me act delusional. But you sort of scribbled everywhere over all my. I can't even walk down my town street anymore without the fear of being rushed into hospital because of what you sort of wrote in all that paperwork. Without ever, not once in all of that paperwork being able to prove that I've done one thing wrong. Not one of the 58 allegations you sort of made up. Not nothing. You sort of haven't been able to prove one thing against me in 9 years. And you've held me in here with an ASBO telling me that I'm barred from being homeless while you're trying to rob me from my home, and you're publicising through the TV telling everybody that I'm barred from this country and barred from the rest of it as a government, and then and I've got diseases and all the rest of it. Then you're writing to the doctors, and now if I act on any of this fame or say, oh, do you know what, I want to, because it is absolutely, you've made such a mess now, I can grab thousands of videos, I can grab loads of evidence proving that my name went so viral because of what you sort of done, where you've kept me trapped in here with that ASBO, and like I'm saying, barred from being homeless, barred from having a home, barred from even living next to my mother, my birth mother, and the rest of it. You know, it's bang out of order what you sort of done in that office. But because of the colour of my skin, all my work was more than good enough. I'd done everything right. I never done nothing wrong. I've never even sold a bag of drugs from my flat. Never had a house party. There was never a complaint from 206 to you sort of started forging all this paperwork in 14.
It's unfair.
It's unfair.
You're talking about the claim again.
I accept that.
I've said to you what you need to do. You need to go and do it. If you're not prepared to put in writing to DAC Beechcroft, a detail of what you are claiming for and why you believe the.
But it's all criminal offences.
And it is not a transcript of a telephone call.
It's not just that. It's all criminal offences, and you ain't insured. Why is he even involved anymore? Why are you not wasting my time?
No,
a civil claim in the grounds of criminal aspects, not because you lot failed an obligation to write a letter to me. Lemmy attempted to rob me of all my home. You're not listening to what I'm saying. That you lot should have done your own investigation. Investigation into all of this. If I can find it and I'm one person on my own and I don't understand how to use all your systems and I've had to learn how to understand it over all these years, you lot should have been able to have done your own investigation into your own staff, and you lot should have come back to me with these findings, not be making me do all this work and writing to you lot. How are you lot spinning it around like I'm supposed to be doing all this? You're the employees that are employing these people. Do your own investigations into your own staff. Do you not do investigations into your own stuff? You're allowing these people to continue to work on computers for all these times, and I'm telling you what's happening, and you've not even done one. I've explained to you, well, this person's doing that, that person's doing that. The second I said to the police or to yourselves about anyone else, someone else will phone you and say, oh, this person's being antisocial. You're straight at the person's front door. But when I'm telling you, oh, well, your person's fraudulent, you're not even reprimanding them or pulling them off work. You're allowing them to write all of this paper. Now, I'm trapped in thousands and thousands of pages because you never pulled these people off that I caught in the beginning. It's unfair. If you sort of pulled them all off when I first highlighted it all, there wouldn't be so much paperwork for me to go through and so much damage done to my life. It's because of the neglect and the responsibilities that this company, your company, should have upheld, and the position that you're putting onto me when I'm just a single person, a civil person at home that's suffered enough already. Do you know? You sort of should have been able to find what I'm going to prove to you on your own terms. Now I'm going to have to send it all to you. I'm going to go and I will forward you the email that you've requested, I've opposed. And thank you for listening to me again. I'm going to go. All right, bye, okay. Bye.
Okay then. Bye now. Okay,
bye. They're not insured. I've got to put it in left for a while, she's gonna put it in writing. Claims got going right and so.
I'm right. They should be doing the investigation, giving me the findings, and I should be writing about that. Oh, well, I don't think the findings here are correct. Oh, that's right. That's the, you know, firing them me there was right. Do you know? They ain't getting me none of their paperwork for none of their own investigations. I've had to do the whole fucking lot, an internal investigation myself, and I've not even got access to half of the stuff, do you know? She's having a laugh. She's saying, even though it's civil, the whole lot has to go into the paperwork and be sent to DAC, and he's going to send it to the courts and the rest of them. So they're all going to get arrested, basically. Their own fucking fault. Fuck them all, innit? They're gonna pay out. She said to put it under DAC Beach, but then it will be sorted. She sounds quite calm about it. She's gonna tell Ian Davis that they're all fucked. He's done an update, he's worked out they didn't have the attachment. Bam, bam, bam. She still says she can't see the website. It's not working for her.